Coffee.
Live from the Bruns Art Studios. Episode 107, Breaking Free of the Turtleneck.
We talk about Catholics, who does the dishes, and finding your Sky Marshal. You can find us at snortcoffee.com, at snortcoffee on Twitter, 937-551-1040. Or text it. Yeehaw. I think that is it. Thanks for listening. Anybody? Louder, both of
He was on Austin City Limits, which I was really
He wasn't from there, but he was.
That's where he made it big.
That's where he made it before he made it to California and went like crazy big.
I've got a feeling that Austin is cool for Texas. You know what I mean? Like,
which is only like a percentage point or two cooler than anywhere else on the planet. Like, the coolest place on Earth is 4 billion times cooler than the coolest place in Texas.
Correct.
Wow. Hey, Texas.
4 billion seems a little rough, but, you know, and I'm not even against Republicans, but there seems to be a lot in Texas, so too many. How about that? Just too many of them.
It's a big place.
Like, if you're going to, if you the George W. Bush pill, you're not cool.
Period. And it got...
Yeah, I think it got the table.
A big liberal influx from all the New Orleansers, right?
Now that's true.
So that might have evened it up some.
But they all moved to Austin.
They moved to Houston, I believe.
Houston, I thought, was just shitloads of money town. Like,
well, that too, but that's...
Super fucking rich town that nobody knows about.
I don't know about that. I think they know about it. It's a place.
Yeah, but it's nobody's like, oh, New York, L.A., Houston, you know?
No, it's up there, dude. It's top five, I'd say.
Biggest or richest?
Biggest.
Named.
It's richest number one. Oh, you really?
Yeah, and it might be Dallas, I'm thinking about. They're the same place, right? And it Dallas, Houston.
Yeah, it's...
Houston's
like...
way south.
Geography.
Oh, fuck me, too. No, not you, Joel. Sorry.
All right. Oh, I mean, damn.
Goodbye. That's all I have to say.
Oh, are we still ending?
I think so. I thought so. It's hard to tell anymore with this show.
That's fun. It's my favorite part.
Until the marker goes down, it's still rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that about Austin because my dad told me that he heard about Woodstock, but after it happened. And so I was like, the connection I made in my head was Woodstock's cool,
yeah,
but Ohio's far away from most cool stuff. And so by the time, then I just applied that, the math that I saw in that equation, and my dad hearing just by word of mouth, I think, we were like, oh no, they had this crazy concert, blah, 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 in Trenton, Ohio. That
Trenton's pretty happening place.
Now, well, did he hear about it and then tell you? Like, was it that far? How many years are we talking
about?
Wow,
yeah.
Was it like 33 years
really
later?
Far behind.
He's like,
no.
This, there was this cool concert in New York, man.
No, by the time he told me, it was too late for me to go.
Sure.
That was my issue with it.
Yeah, yeah.
He heard about it way beforehand. And then
post concert,
right, okay. Right, which makes me like 60 something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Woodstock, cool. Woodstock 2,
no.
Completely the opposite.
Yeah, and
of
that's
cool.
The, yeah.
It's amazing how you can.
Viacom's running that fucking thing. So, no, I don't think
on?
It's. Well, it was MTV, right? That
was
put
it?
On the, right. The next, like, successful Woodstock.
And
I may be wrong. Maybe there was a series of.
Do they seriously
things.
Not know this going in? Like, okay, let's take something cool and just. Fuck. Are they just literally out there, like, okay, let's think of something cool. All right. Now let's go fuck it up. Or and drag every nickel out of the idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Do they, is there any point where they're in the boardroom, like somebody goes, man, this is going to be fucking sweet.
And somebody else is like, no, it's really not.
No, I don't think there's definitely not the guy in there saying, no, it's not, but huh. I think
it's not, but it's going to make shit tons of money.
All right. But potentially the first guy isn't there to say it's going to be cool.
I don't think
they know right from the beginning, like, we're going to fuck this up, but man, we're going to make some cash.
I wonder if they even think in terms of cool, because they're the deciders of, like, I would say that Jersey Shore is decidedly not cool, but they,
having never seen
as
it,
the I'll makers agree. Of culture and the people that have the control to put whatever in front of people's eyes and a huge, you know, platform to do it from. So I wonder if they even, like, no, they will. I'll tell you what's cool. Don't worry about it.
Cool was never
cool
on the table.
Cool will be launched next week.
Snore coffee. Me? Hi.
Oh, yeah, you're here.
Joel Train?
Me too.
And Zogie Smooth.
Hey, everybody.
We're, forgot to mention last week, we are, regardless of the show title, still on Lucille 3 floor at the Runs Art Studios. Forgot to mention a phone number as well. It's 937-551-1040.
That sounds easy, dude.
You can, yeah, it's pretty easy. You can call it up, text it, leave a message, anything. I might not have it set up right because I got a call a while ago.
May have had hundreds of calls and not known.
No, I think they come through, but I think it's weird when you call it. So I need to find. I shut off my house phone before I called it to see what it really sounded like. And if I call it from my own phone, that's going to be confusing as hell.
Sure.
I have to put myself on call waiting and all that shit.
In order to answer it?
Yeah. And figure out what's going on. Because I think the voicemail message might be screwy and shit like that. Your best bet is to text it. And I will, like, immediately text you right back. It'll be fun.
I'd like to think about the idea of calling yourself and having to put yourself on hold to take the call. Like,
so confusing.
In a like, almost Taoist or Taoist... that's how much I know about it. But, like, you know what I mean? One of those riddles you can't solve. Like, yeah. But I can't.
Hold on.
My iPhone's broken.
Hold on a minute. Can you hold on? Hold on. Hold. What's it saying? Oh.
Not there yet.
No.
Hey, we never finished the conversation about leaving the dude at the rave.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially the worst thing I've ever done.
It was a tease for the second week's episode.
Listen to the next hour. Next week. Get the
did
rest of the story.
Of content.
Still at the rave.
But my only thing I wanted to add to it was it really wasn't our fault. We left the rave because it was completely lame and annoying.
True.
And we're like, well, we'll just fucking hang out in the car until this dude shows up.
Oh, yeah.
And then the security guard kicks us out.
Yep,
they're like,
that's
you
true.
Can't hang out in your fucking car in the parking lot at a rave. Like, hey, this is a rave. There's really rules here. And, yeah. So, apparently, one of the rules was, you can go inside, do all the crack you want, or naked guy ecstasy, whatever you're into. But you can't hang out in the car and wait for some dude to come out. So,
where were cell phones then?
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Did you go back in?
No.
Nope.
Well, yeah, if you paid another $30.
Oh!
Yeah.
Did you tell him that you were going out there to wait for him?
No, couldn't find him.
What are you going to do? I don't know.
That removes a lot of blame from us.
That's probably true, yeah.
And the guilt that you're obviously feeling to bring it up this far later.
10 years after the fact.
Yeah,
more than that
makes up for it. You're fine.
All right.
Karmic-wise.
All right, cool. I kind of felt a little load come off there.
Good.
Well, you absolved me.
On your face.
Fuck. Fuck religion. Joel's God.
Just come to me. I'll take care of it.
So does the Pope believe in God? He can't, right?
There's no way.
There's
just like the
no
president. There's
way.
No way you get that up on any societal platform and have any belief No way.
Okay.
I'm with you.
I just wanted to make sure that he... Yeah. Pope, pretty much the elected Antichrist, right? Like, I'm serious. If you've got a city, you know...
We're going to talk shit about Scientology.
Bathed in gold... Huh?
I thought we were going to talk shit about Scientology.
Oh, yeah. Them too. If you've got a city bathed in gold, you don't believe in God, right? You're like, eh, fuck that Jesus guy. He had no good ideas. I mean, right? You take a bearded guy in sandals who was all hell-bent on helping people and change it into, we're just going to take your money and buy some nice diamonds.
That's not all we're going to take. Timmy... Come in the back room with me.
Well, that aside.
That's my favorite part about, because I like joking about any sort of standardized belief system of any kind, because it all just seems too structured and not accurate to me. But the greatest part about the Catholics is now it's been proven out in the public, in front of the whole world, like you're raping kids. So how do you stand for... How can you possibly be
a moral associated with for anything? Right. Yeah.
I don't think that's as damning to the Catholic Church as the existence of the Vatican, though.
But this is way easier. You have to do a little bit of mental
direct.
Math
okay.
to right. line it up and realize, like, yeah, why aren't they feeding people with that money? But this is like, he put himself inside that kid. So that's horrible. Like, just on the face of it, there's right. no math to do. It's, you
that's
know.
True. It's true. This guy
that's
is
why
so
I love it,
not
it's
godly.
Just like, fine, answer this. Then yeah. fuck. Then just why are we talking?
It shuts down a lot of conversations, doesn't it? So you're a Catholic, huh?
How that little boy
really
feel?
Gonna pay money to the defense fund of these fucking priests? So you're still tithing? That's okay. Well,
and if that doesn't work, you'll simply cut a check to the parents, and it's all good. Suddenly,
is that what the money's for?
Yeah, yeah.
No, like the giant pile of money that's under the Vatican.
Oh, it's just paying off the parents of raped babies?
I bet they've got the cash to fucking cover it without making
everybody.
A payment.
Oh, yeah, that comes, yeah, there's no payment plan. You don't have to wait.
Because I recently heard that tithing was up, like, in the last, like, 3 years. That they were,
weird.
There was a comment on the recession, but my thinking was, forget the recession end of it, there's... Every year, there's a new, like, here they're raping, there they're raping, right. and...
It's pretty much nonstop.
So that was the angle that I took on it. Like, forget the recession part, but how are donations, or how is tithing going up when you've got to assume that some of that money is going to go to the defense?
Right. If you give $100, you have to assume that
and it's worse.
A buck of that is going to... Get some guy off for raping
right.
a child.
Just like I know that 60% of my taxes that I pay go to bombing some
guy off. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm kind of undecided on the whole thing.
I'm not sure where I stand on religion in general. I waver, certainly, but I think I've come to the conclusion that Catholics are wrong.
Are wrong?
Yeah.
How old are you, dude?
You're saying that it's fucked up that I just figured that out at 30?
Yeah, man.
Hey, but I had 9 years of Catholic school to drill it home, you know?
I guess.
No, not that kind of drill at home.
Yeah.
Yes, I did have interactions with priests, but not that kind of interaction.
You've had erections with priests?
Well, yeah. Erections, but...
Okay. Not acted upon?
No.
Mostly?
Mostly.
Boy.
And how much cash do I get if I just, like, yeah, my priest raped me back when I was a kid? I just remembered.
I don't think...
I think you can do that.
...work like that. I hope that there aren't evil people out there like you manipulating the system.
When the first
but you're
came
probably
out,
right. You can come up... You could probably score, I don't know, $24,000.
Oh, that seems low.
Well, right, but you're not going to...
For my asshole virginity.
The longer that you... If you go to the Catholic Church, my theory is this. You could just show up and be like, I got fucked here by that. You just pick a guy. Who's already been, you know what I mean? Like, he fucked me. And they go, well, listen, do you want to talk? Or you didn't come with a lawyer. Are you interested in making, in, you know, working something out between us? And they offer you $24,000 on the spot there.
I'll give you this diamond scepter.
No, I don't think, not off the jump. But I think you've got to take the first offer because then they start like,
looking
okay, well, when exactly?
Yeah.
And what, you know, it was this marriage. It was, yeah.
Yeah, you
give
never actually
details,
even lived
you
in
just
that
say,
city.
No, 24 is fine. And bam, they just chalk that up. They've got a whole separate like expense account for like, well, and we're probably going to pay off some people.
The maybe rapers.
It's just part of the cost of molesting children.
It would be beautiful if that's what actually bankrupts the Catholic Church, is just paying off kids who were raped by priests.
Oh, man, they're super
that just,
rich.
Right. We're talking trillions of dollars, right?
No.
Probably talking trillions of kids if you want to get to all the money that they fucking have. Especially at $24,000 a pop. It's a low.
I don't think it's trillions.
Really?
Yeah. I think maybe I'm wrong.
I bet it's...
I would imagine hundreds of billions.
Trillions.
But,
wait, how many hundred billion? You mean 1,000 billion? No,
yes.
1,000 billion?
Yes.
Now think of how much gold they have that may not even be counted really as assets and how expensive gold is right now.
Yeah.
I think real estate's probably your big...
Real estate crushes it. Yeah. Prime real estate spotted all over the world and then their whole fucking country. There's probably trillions in the real estate alone.
It's not a big country, though.
No, but...
Right.
Like, just what would a super big church in Manhattan, and there's several.
Right.
Yeah.
How much is that property worth?
Just the property that's sitting on in Manhattan.
Oh, my gosh. And big cities all over the world. They're all over. Right.
Well, supposedly they're like the biggest landholders besides that, you know?
Really?
Because.
Like all of Africa?
Well, there's that.
Big chunks, I'm sure.
But every time somebody rich and dumb dies, they leave all their money to the church and their land and. There you go.
That's crazy.
Stop dying, rich, dumb people. Figure out a way to live forever. Oh, wait, you're dumb.
Like, I have two rich uncles that I suspect will leave a significant portion of their money to the Catholic Church, and it's just so ridiculous.
That's a waste.
Like, oh, let's see. These people who have trillions of dollars and do nothing with it, good.
How about
they need some more, you know?
How about you cut out the middleman and just give it right to Doctors Without Borders? How about you, like, you know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, how about,
exactly, right.
Even if you want to do good, Gates do fund, good.
You know?
I'm not against that. I'm not against
well, no,
any
right.
relative
Absolutely.
Of mine
I'm saying
everything
that,
to do good.
That
but.
They are going out of their way not to do good with that money by, like, who's the least deserving people?
You guys! But that's the part of the
There's
Catholic
a lot of pointing
Church.
Going on here.
When I think about the Catholic Church as like an evil, giant, mega, whatever,
right?
Corporations get a pass.
Because they're that's
because,
okay.
Right. Like
right. They're not saying
they're
doing
not claiming
good.
To represent the creator of
right.
whatever this is. Like some existential being who has they're not claiming to represent that. So in that
right.
initial it's like Disney giving fucking crystal meth out in cereal. Like You're victimizing just by claiming to be what you are. Like, ugh.
Right, exactly.
That's I didn't explain that well, but
no,
get the
I think
gist
you
of it.
Got it across, yeah. Yeah, it's one thing to be an asshole, but it's a whole other thing to tell everybody you're a nice guy while you're being an asshole.
Right, right. That's, yeah.
I'm a nice guy. Oh, but you just kicked me in the nuts. Like,
no, you have to,
but
you have to give
nice
me 10% of everything.
And it was for God, so.
I'm a nice guy. But I need 10% of
everything.
Everything. Like, the interest and, like, everything.
It's got the ultimate extortion.
No, not
for
that.
You.
Gross, motherfucker.
I saved 10% of my shit. You want that, too? Sorry. What's your...
No, just the ultimate extortion is, you give me 10% or you're going to hell.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, I don't even need to beat you up. You're just going to give 10% or you're going to hell.
Well, and doesn't
we'll still beat you up a little
of
bit.
Indulgences,
and in
like,
a different way.
Take your ass virginity.
Doesn't the sale of indulgences, shouldn't that have been like a big tip off to people? I mean, I know
it's been one of my favorite examples.
A couple hundred years, but it was like, no, your salvation is for sale right here. I mean, what do you give
right,
us some
right.
money?
What'd you do? I don't know. It comes to looks like it comes to $1,500.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a check. You're going to heaven. Yeah. Really?
Were you honest?
Nobody
if
sees
you, if you don't feel like you were honest,
this.
throw in another five and just, you're probably.
That'll fine. Cover you for anything
yeah.
else.
In
you
case
might
you didn't want to, in case like me, you're molesting children and you didn't want to mention that here.
Yes.
That costs an extra $5,000.
Or if you're molesting children at such a rate that you don't recall some of them.
But you're not a representative of a parish, so that couldn't be a possibility. No one molests at the rate that we do. It's phenomenal. Later on, Ford will make an assembly line after us.
We're like the McDonald's of ass raping.
Billions and billions raped.
All right. Okay. Who's next?
Are you,
how many listeners haven't we alienated?
No, I'm pretty much fired up. Like, I'm going to go on an anti-Catholic. Like, I know a lot of people who are very serious Catholics, and I'm going to go and talk them out of being a Catholic.
It's going to be rough, dude.
I don't think it is. I think that my argument is so strong that it's undeniable. How do you go up to somebody and be like, yeah, no, you know, he's our father on earth, the Pope there. And yeah, and he's a direct link to God, and I really believe. And then I'm like,
and a former Hitler youth.
You know, don't forget that. Former? I think he's still leading that, right? Oh, he's not youth anymore. Never mind.
Right.
Well,
I think I win every argument in 3 minutes, right?
Here's why I don't think you win every argument in 3 minutes.
Because they have faith?
It's the programming. I don't even know how much faith they have or don't have.
You were in Catholic school for 9 years, mm-hmm. and you're now... just now getting pissed about that.
Yeah.
Imagine people are still doing it.
Slow time coming.
Yeah.
But I've gone from don't really believe Catholics to not sure what I feel about God to if there is a God, these people are so fucking wrong. So, I mean, you know, I had to... It's a slow... to Catholics are the Antichrist. I think there's my fucking
t-shirt. They might be.
Catholics are the Antichrist. I'm fucking wearing that everywhere.
Snorkel.
Doug Stanhope already made that t-shirt.
Seriously?
No.
All right.
He just makes offensive t-shirts sometimes, so I thought.
Can he?
Oh, that sounds like a Doug Stanhope t-shirt.
I want a royalty if you use that, Mr. Stanhope. I'm on a fucking rail. I need to chill out.
Snort coffee.
That should help. I think that was a pretty good fake over snort coffee.
Bad. It'll choke you up sometime. Yeah. No doubt.
Am I still a bachelor if I have kids at this point?
I think the answer
after being married?
No.
Can you be a bachelor after you've been married?
I don't think so. I think you can only
I think
be.
You can.
Really?
I think kids is a big part
of it. Is it the shag carpet? I've got
that comes into play, carpet. But okay. I don't think it's
that as, helps.
Yeah.
I have a Raper van as well.
Well, that helps a lot.
Okay.
Wait. A van purchased from Raper or a van for raping people?
The latter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're close to a bachelor.
I always forget which one the latter is.
Not the former. Well, I came up with a new segment, and it's called Sayings from a New Bachelor, so I don't know if it applies. But the only one I've come up with so far was, no, I'll wash those dishes.
Who'd you say this to?
No, I'll wash those dishes. No, stay put. I'll get them.
To the kids?
I'll get them. Don't worry.
To new chicks? What's going on here?
You just relax.
All right.
I'll wash those dishes.
All right, fine.
They're in the sink. They're already there. I'll get them. Don't worry about it.
I'm not concerned about the dishes, dude.
It's all me. I'll get them.
Fine. Enjoy.
There's also the variant of, no, I'll get that trash. Don't worry about it.
Who's going to get it instead?
No, I'll get it. You cool out. You sit and watch TV. You'll be fine.
I wasn't going to do dishes or
cool out.
Your trash, man.
I'll get it both.
All right, fine. I'm going to hang over at your house a lot more often. I don't have to do shit around here.
Vacuuming, I got it.
All right.
Laundry, I get that one too.
Excellent.
No big whoop.
Cool, thanks.
Right. So I don't know if I'm a bachelor if I have kids either. That's a sticky wicket.
No way.
I don't know their definition of bachelor.
Bachelor's just
I think
swinging.
It's somebody who's never been married. I
okay,
think
that's kind of what I was thinking as well. But,
the definition.
Nah. I couldn't come up with something
or
better than...
somebody with a 4-year degree from higher education university type
I think
place.
That
MBA, like that?
No, that would make you a master.
It's all about fucking up my shit.
I'm sorry, I am.
I think bachelor's a state of mind.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's a criteria to
me. If you're on the hunt, you're a bachelor.
Right.
All right.
And I think...
How about this?
It's not the kids, under my theory, it's not the kids... that make you not a bachelor.
Okay.
It's caring about the kids. You can be
a bachelor.
I'm
with you. But since I actually love my kids
and want to be around and do the right thing for them,
slutted up around them and shit. Yeah. Right. Okay.
So no, you cannot be a bad father because you're a good father.
Okay. I might have to come up with a new name for that feature then. It had a nice ring, but whatever. I'll try to think of more.
It should work as a hashtag too.
Yeah.
I think the only way you can become a new bachelor,
fuck,
if you're unmarried, you're a woman, and you just had surgery.
Okay.
And you're still single.
Oral surgery?
No, vaginal surgery.
Oh.
Yes.
That kind of,
insert a wang. I assume when women get sex changes, they simply take a double-sided dildo and insert glue.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Duct tape for like 2 weeks.
Right.
Until the glue dries. Until the glue sets.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's right. I've only seen it once or twice, and it looked that way.
Way quicker than hormone therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm knocking out 30, 40 of these surgeries a day.
Done.
Line them up.
You're a man. You're a man. You're a man. You're a man. You're a man.
The nurses like wrap up in groups of 10.
No, don't shave them.
Just go in there with a box of double end dildos. Just bam, bam, bam. Oh, great. You're
come
a
back
man.
Through with a caulk
you're
gun.
A man.
Seal this pucker up.
Get in your Jaguar and go home.
Assuming a female to male sexual change operation significantly more expensive than a male to female?
I don't know. They're closing up your guts in one, and then they're opening up your guts in another. So I would imagine it's pretty similar, isn't it? They got to flop something off, and then they got to add something. So it's probably the exact same cost.
How are they building fake wangs?
With butt meat.
Really?
I don't know.
You seem like you knew. Like, I've looked into it. It's all butt meat.
Not a single question in his voice, just with butt meat. No, you don't need to get out the phone and look it up. With butt meat.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same cost either way and really expensive.
It seems like there's, like, you got to pay an artist to come in and sculpt the wang. A new wang, and you know, with men to women, you just need to hollow something out.
At Snort Coffee, we end phrases, and tonight I'd like to end the phrase wang.
Phrases and words, and I will
yeah,
second
that's
that.
My argument is that wang is not a phrase.
It's probably butt meat.
Well, then we ask the question: when is a thigh a butt? Whereas a lot of times there's no hard line there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least in my butt.
And that's typically the reason you're getting a sex change is because you want a butt.
It's the only
reason. Do they take the wang meat and make it a butt?
They can. They can do anything nowadays.
Yeah.
Why don't they just lop off the wang and wait for the next chick to come in?
Oh, wow.
Got three wangs waiting. What do you need here?
Scoop out one Virginia and toss it in the dude that wants to be a chick?
That
seems difficult.
A
little swap meet action?
I like the idea of swapping, but I don't think that you need to bother with that for the guy slash new girl.
Genitalia on ice.
Like, bucket.
I think
like
you could go in and
at
select.
The fucking flea market. Like, which, Phil, is that trailer open? No, you're going to have to wait 45, 50? 50 minutes maybe. But we got, I mean, you can just choose from any one of these.
Sort through, dude.
Yeah. Just like throwing, like the DVD bin.
A $5 Walmart.
Yeah. And just like, just digging your way down. I found a really good one at the bottom.
Uncircumcised. Right. Hey, got a winner.
Black guy, sweet.
I don't want to look weird.
Now we just lost a bunch of uncircumcised listeners. Because you said
nobody wants an uncircumcised cord.
I think they know already. You know, I've never seen an uncircumcised.
I hear it's more sensitive.
Wang.
I hear it's better.
I hear it's cheesier.
Well, it's the cheesiest.
I hear there's issues with cleaning.
I I've heard the issues of cleaning, right, and of cleanliness. But I think with our modern society today, you know how to wash your dick when you get in the shower.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think the cleanliness thing is a thing anymore.
Or does it roll from back? Stupid people.
Yeah, I think stupid people. And before we had soap, it was like I could totally see getting getting that visual joke was brought to you by egghead.com.
Does it roll back? Anybody know? It does?
Yeah.
I think it's attached underneath and doesn't roll back.
I think that, well, when you get, it doesn't look weird when it's erect, right?
I think it does.
I think it still looks a little weird.
A little weird, but not
as weird.
Don't
check your show notes.
Oh, really?
Don't check your show notes.
I think it's completely still covered in weird. Even when erect.
So what, your shit just oozes out of there when you go?
Yeah, at least the tip of the head has got to be. No way.
Okay.
Check your show notes. I want an answer to this question, too.
We can have a Wikipedia page on show notes of uncircumcised. Maybe they'll have a drawing.
Yeah, link. That's different.
There's got to be Wikipedia on that. I know. I'm joking. Like, there's got to be. Like, I didn't write it or something.
I've got that page bookmarked.
I'm a trusted reporter. Only on this subject.
Huh? Yeah, and I heard. So I say bullshit on the cleanliness thing, and I heard that it was better. Like,
I have heard
more
that
sensitive,
before.
Which makes all the sense in the world to me.
But why?
Because it's constantly kept in from the elements. Nothing touches the head until fucking getting some.
Oh, yeah.
Which is enjoyable.
But undersensitivity has never been an issue for me. I've never been like, damn, I wish my cock was more sensitive. I don't come fast enough already. You know? I mean... Yeah, take that.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
All right.
How is Google not getting this? I have to type penis? So I'm typing erect, uncircumcised penis. And it doesn't... I get erect, uncircumcised, and it doesn't fill in penis?
You would think, yeah.
Come on, guys.
It's a lot of letters.
I don't know, dude. It looks like it's the full head.
Breaking free of the turtleneck thingy? Foreskin?
I think so.
All right. Check it out.
See, so maybe
yikes.
I think that's circumcised.
Oh, boy.
So. Look that's at the shaft. Look gross. How much skin is, like, there's on the shaft. That's not what my shaft looks like.
Okay.
Pocket robot picture of a dong in the fucking awang, I'm sorry. In
man,
there.
An uncircumcised.
On Lucille 3 floor.
Man, I thought that the foreskin attached at the base of the head.
No, I think it's just a bunch of it.
Oh, man, I was completely...
Yeah, I think it hangs out over there, man.
I think it does when it's,
I thought it was pretty much...
flaccid.
The base of the turtleneck was at the head of the wang. The cock. I'm sorry.
I said it, too.
Can't help but say it.
I think it's take your long sleeve shirt and it's
that's my guess
attached at the wrist, but hangs out like.
But
like
I'm saying,
tuck your
wrist
shit in.
is the head. Okay, your hand is your fist is the head of the cock.
The mushroom cap.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
And that the foreskin was attached at your wrist.
Correct. Then it just hangs until you see a lady.
It's an elegant.
You ever seen that thing they do sometimes? You get one of those. That's the signal for uncircumcised dudes getting it on somebody.
When somebody,
it's like that fist pumping with the other. I don't know if the other hand has something to do with it or not, but you know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm talking?
Yeah, I know. What I'm talking.
It's also the maneuver for if you don't have your sleeve over your hand. I just fisted the lady.
Right.
Motion. Right. It's that. You know.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
Okay.
All right.
Same motion. Just one of them implies uncircumcised.
Okay.
Sexual healings.
Okay.
And the other one implies, and it's all in the context, obviously.
Sure.
Fist a lady.
Fisting a vagina or fisting an asshole.
Also contextually.
Okay.
Evident.
Maybe you are a bachelor. I didn't put that together till just now, but I mean, to really be able to go into it like that.
I've got a feeling that my bachelorhood will open up new avenues on the show.
Are you capable of hiding your feeling?
I think so.
Well, I plan on wearing loose pants, so I don't know. For you.
Well, I was quoting a Beatles song in a weird way. So.
I totally intend on living vicariously through you and your new bachelordom.
Okay. I'm not sure how that works, but... Dude!
Me pretty much finding hot chicks for you to bang and me being jealous.
Yeah.
Like, damn, he got to bang that hot chick.
We went to Elsa's last night for some bad wands. If you're ever in town, get one. Me and some folks from work.
Okay.
They are delicious. Yeah, they are. Probably the hippest dude we work with is this little black kid who's just a cool kid. We're sitting there and he's like, "You're a chick magnet, man."
Yeah.
I'm like,
"Yeah,
what,
you are."
What? I thought that was funny. I was like, I
think I've already told you that.
He's right? Like, "I want to hang out with you." He's like, "You ever go out on town or whatever, I want to hang out with you." I'm like, "I don't know if that's true."
What do you think about retiring the phrase chick magnet?
That is an excellent plan, actually. Yeah.
We'll get to it next.
Yeah.
I think hanging out with a cool black dude is going to make you significantly more of a chick magnet.
That's possibly true. Yeah.
Like, because the hot chicks would be like, I'd like to get with a black dude, but, you know, my dad's a Klansman, but I'll get with this dude that's hanging out with him.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Chicks have that issue.
Yep.
Ugh.
Here at Snore Coffee, we're making nose picking more commonplace, remember?
Absolutely, we are.
And snot rockets.
Okay.
I was anti-snot rockets.
Really? Sorry. Okay.
I spoke out of
time. Well, you don't need snot rockets as much if nose picking is commonplace, I don't think.
Wow.
Every once in a while you get up there.
To curb snot rockets.
I think I'm going for entirely different boogers.
I can see that too, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So snot rockets are allowed in the shower, though. We determined that.
Yes, okay. Except for they often get caught in your pubes. That's the problem with them.
What?
Weren't you there?
If they get on your pubes?
Yeah, man. I always
weren't you in his shower when he got all kinds of snot rockets caught in his pubes? You were standing right in front of him, dude.
It's a trajectory.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I blacked out the first part of that.
On my part. It's actually usually a ricochet problem off of my hand. Like, on my hand, like, onto my chest, water washes it into my pubes. Now it's kind of a difficult issue.
Oh, it takes a bad bounce?
Yeah.
When you're, okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to make Snort Coffee licensed booger cups, because you mentioned that you put
like
your boogers
for truck drivers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I think it's a great plan.
You mentioned putting boogers on the side of your seat in your truck.
Yes, I did.
Which is fucking gross, dude.
That's what I hear.
God, that's gross.
So gross to me.
I do it too, but
it's
totally
really gross.
You didn't fess up to it last time.
I came clean this
good.
Time.
Good. I'm glad somebody else.
I've got a sunroof that I tossed mine out.
Man, I hope I'm riding behind you sometime soon.
But,
booger on my windshield.
You got an off switch, dude. You use it? Nice. Yeah, no, not at all. We won't miss you. So, a Snort Coffee licensed booger cup, I think, is a good plan.
I think so, too. And it's just a cup. Like, that's the beauty of it. We don't have to get an engineer in this.
It should be a little fancy, though, right?
I was thinking modeled after the ash cups.
Okay, that's kind of where I got the idea.
All right.
Except the other way. The funnel needs to come up.
Do you just blow into it?
Put it into your nose a little bit,
no.
And then you bam.
No.
I don't think that works for those kind of boogers.
I'm just thinking for wiping, but I like your post in the middle for wiping. Something to take it off on, and then it falls into a reservoir of boogers.
A booger reservoir.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe we do need an engineer on this.
Maybe. Maybe several, actually.
Just get Dixie cups and write, like, booger cup on it. We'll sell them for $5.
Snort Coffee, booger cup.
Snort Coffee, booger cup. Brought to you by Snort Coffee at snortcoffee.coop.com.
I think it's a good plan. What are we selling for? Like $5, right?
$5.
Yeah. Okay.
You can sell anything for $5 and get buyers, right?
I think so.
It doesn't really matter much.
Crack, fucking sell the shit out of that for $5. And it's crack. Like, from what I hear, it's nothing better.
I've got a good crack story that I read in the paper today.
All right.
Not to get us off of booger cups.
No, we're good.
Sorry.
Halliburton, how about it?
Knock yourself out on that one. That one you can have for free. But we want complimentary booger cups.
I'll put snort coffee on there.
Yes. Two dudes go and get crack. One of them's got the money. Other one apparently has the crack connection. Gives the other dude $20. They go get crack. And
that's a weird dollar amount for crack.
$20?
Yeah.
No,
really?
It's not.
No.
Seems
$5. That's.
Oh yeah, but they wanted.
Unless you get four crack rocks, right?
Oh, okay.
Fuck, is it measured by the rock or weight?
Crack people do math?
Not very well.
Okay.
Like that's why you got to stick to that $5 increment, I think.
Okay.
But seriously, do they weigh it, or is it just like a
here's
crack
a $5 rock?
Is a crack rock.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think there's probably
call us up, folks.
I bet they don't weigh it.
937-551-1040.
It's not Coke, so it's so far down on the from the coca leaf.
It's been
scale.
Cut
it's been cut so many times.
Right? Okay.
So they probably don't weigh it, but they know their mixture, and they also know what size rock they're going for. And when they see a rock, they know that's a $10 rock.
Okay.
And that's and that the, these are all normal rocks. Okay. That rock's $7.73. This rock is $5.
So it's kind of like a diamond carat weight type, not
yeah,
weight
quality
carat.
And quality yeah. And cut.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure color comes in.
Yeah, the five sure C's is that what it is? Crack is the fifth one.
Color, clarity, crack,
quality.
Quality.
Check that it is crack. First you look for color, then you look for clarity, then you look for
this looks really
cut,
nice,
and then you make
this cleavage is beautiful.
Sure it's crack. That was just a rock. I am glad I remembered to do the fifth C.
That was totally a diamond, fucker.
I'm no sucker, man. You're not going to get me to buy that diamond for $5.
This thing doesn't smoke for shit.
I wasn't born yesterday.
Time.
Our back-to-back poops.
Oh, fuck. Sorry. Finish up the story once they ran out of crack, dude who didn't have money originally, who got half the crack from his buddy for free, beat him up because he didn't have any more money. Fucking crackheads.
Well, do what you gotta do, man.
He didn't steal his VCR.
Stole his Vicodin and Xanax, no, according to the paper.
It's better than a VCR, really.
Yeah, it's way better than a VCR.
Back-to-back poops, normal.
What kind of poops?
Poops.
Just standard.
Yeah, sorry, folks, for the poop talk, but
I just say you
I got
weren't
questions.
Ready the first time.
No, I was totally ready. Totally worked. Hmm.
Did you cut off early?
No, not at all.
Huh. You obviously didn't finish your
did you eat
there.
Again?
Oh.
Perhaps drank or smoked a cigarette. Perhaps drank coffee.
Coffee.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Coffee.
No, back to back, I'm saying probably within 5-10 minutes.
Then you definitely.
But totally done both times.
You should have waited 5 more minutes.
You got to go.
Spectacular crapping.
Well, that's like every day.
Waited 5 minutes.
I'll keep them on. Maybe I'm conserving flush abilities. Maybe I'm like my body is in tune enough with the toilets of my house
like
to
you
say.
Can't take this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right
yeah,
it's possible.
We're gonna shut this system down for a few minutes.
It happens frequently.
Frequently,
your body just
yeah,
really.
That's weird.
Yeah, body just turns off halfway through a big poop.
And it's not like I eat meals at different times. Like everything seems to be happens frequently. I eat stuff similar times during the day, and it's not like I eat something and 10 minutes later I eat something again.
Right.
So no obvious suspects.
Nope. Back-to-back poops.
And it's probably normal. All right.
You win.
It makes me feel better.
I was going to tell I had an awful poop situation, but there's no point. Everybody's ran a little wet before. There's no reason to go into it. Everything was okay, though, which was good.
That's good. A relief.
So,
especially for me.
Can I bring up? Yeah, there you go. Oh. Ow. See, I saw your show note there over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting backwards.
I know. It's kind of weird. I don't know why you're sitting facing that way.
I thought you were asking.
Silky Smooth isn't facing anybody. Like he's facing a wall.
I can't watch other people. Or
okay.
Other people. I can't see other people watching me and do this magic.
Okay.
I mean.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of a relief because your face makes me not want to talk.
Yeah. See, it works both ways then.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought that your show notes said, are black poops normal.
Nope.
And I was going to say no. However, if you eat Pepto, you should know black poop is going to occur.
I don't eat Pepto, but I'll keep that in mind.
All right. Or drink it, depending on which way you
prefer.
Yeah,
they put it in the bottle.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good for
that.
That's
what I heard. I haven't actually seen it on the bottle myself, but I heard that they had to, because it was freaking people out. Because black poops is like death.
Right, right.
Like, that's like, right. Really up shit's
your death poop is black?
I think so.
Well, if you have bleeding, if you have an ulcer, if you have blood in your digestive system.
Not when you die and you poop, because you,
I bet that final poop is black. Yeah, that seems reasonable. But, if you have blood in your digestive system, you'll have black poop.
Gross.
Not good for you.
First baby poop is pretty black and gross.
That you gets a pass.
Dust to dust, man.
Not dead.
Not dead.
Okay. This time.
Ashes to ashes. It's all a cycle.
Yep.
Another thing that'll do it, lots of Oreos.
Huh. Well, that makes sense just on a...
Yeah, but sometimes shit like that's kind of just surprising to figure out, you know?
Is it creamy, too?
No.
How many Oreos?
One line. One row.
Okay.
Three row.
That's about right, though.
Milk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Not in the poop, but I do dunk the Oreos in milk.
It is weird to see, since we're just running down this shit-covered path, it is interesting to see stuff in your poop.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I don't look. That's gross.
You always look.
You have to look.
No, I don't have to look. It's gross.
For your health, man.
It's the same excuse I
can give. Tell by my wiping that shit's okay.
Well, what do you do? Check out the
that's
paper?
That's one
after
look.
That's a look, but I don't fucking stick my head down the toilet and get in there.
No.
Oh, I take a look. I take
down the toilet.
Depends on what you see, you know? But I'm like, did I eat that? When did I eat that? Because, you know, that's what you're trying to track, how fast things are going through. You know?
I don't care. My back-to-back poops say that they're going all right. As long as I'm still pooping, I don't need to look that crap.
Have blockage, you know?
No.
In fact, I think the more poop, the better. I think back-to-back poops is probably a good sign.
Yes, pooping
that's why I'm super healthy.
For you. Yeah.
Right on.
I'm sure you are, you fucking freak.
In certain Asian cultures, they would worship anyone in the village who had back-to-back poops regularly.
Nice.
I don't
where at?
Certain Asian cultures.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's only Asian cultures.
Well, that's where I watched the History Channel thing.
Okay, all right.
I just got the last 15 minutes of it, though, and it was an hour, so it's possible that they went through.
I believe Nordic people feel the same way.
Nordics are weird, man.
Well,
they like shit like that.
Exactly.
Go home, Nordics.
Back-to-back.
Nordics ain't welcome here. Fuck out. I hate my squeaky chair, dude. It's squeaky.
It adds character, though, I think.
Does it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm glad you have it now.
I'm almost willing to take the uncomfortable chair just to get rid of it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, speaking of adding character, does it work? Have we decided that yet? Because that's been one of our longer-running projects on the show. Like, we like roof shows, right?
Adding character?
Yeah.
Roof shows are pretty sweet.
I mean, just, like, sort of recording in a real environment.
Sure. And yeah, we don't discuss that enough, and we probably should, because our sound potentially sounds crappy and weird.
Right.
But we're in a crappy and weird place.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
Are you saying it's for style, not out of necessity?
Maybe a little both.
We're hoping...
Form and function, perhaps?
The root cause has to be necessity, obviously. But we're hoping that it stylistically works so
there
we can. So we don't have to be like, sorry, we have a shitty sound. We don't have a place good to record.
We got the best places to record, though.
Exactly.
Potentially.
This fucking room is cool. The carriage house is fucking crazy. The roof is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's...
I'm thinking about...
Like recording shows from space. What the fuck?
What if in the summer we go to a outdoor like coffee shop?
I'd go for that.
Do
we take this shit or no? Do we take... Really?
Come on. Go balls deep.
Wow.
Dude.
Really? I'm up for
use
it.
Use their electricity and make them come over and say, like, you guys can't fucking run all this shit and get it on fucking mic.
That's a lot of setup.
What'd you
dude.
Say?
Especially since we can record for a while, and I can, I can carry the mic and follow Austin while he asks, "Hey, where can I plug this in to the barista?"
Line up.
Can I unplug this coffee pot and plug this in?
Get there at 2 in the afternoon. You could record for 5 hours.
Nice. I like it.
If they didn't come, like I said, if they didn't come out,
it's got to be outside.
Yeah.
So we can smoke.
Right.
That'd be all right. We'd totally get a lot of people coming up. Like, what are you guys doing? Yeah.
Couldn't bring our own beers there.
Yeah.
They'd look down.
We
on that.
Could.
And lines of coffee off the fucking table
That's
might work
true
out.
Too. Yeah, we'll have to chill on that.
No, we'll fucking buy an ounce from them and, like, what up?
There you go.
And review the coffee at the coffee shop.
Oh, boy.
That we're.
I think they're going to pay us to come out.
Did someone just find a... Did we stumble onto a hook, dude?
Mm.
Oh,
that's
sweet.
An energetic, crazy hook,
you
though.
You would have to look for people who snort would coffee? Like to promote snort coffee. Promote snort
I used our Twitter to tweet at Starbucks Ideas.
Nice.
That we came up with the idea for snort coffee, but Starbucks beat it to us because I think Via was out before we were doing that.
That was not...
It was something to this extent.
Via.
Oh,
their instant stuff.
Okay.
Packets.
Yeah.
It's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
It's almost too, like.
I actually wanted to ask
be for
you
snorting.
About that.
Yeah.
So it's instant coffee in a packet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was asking, because I asked Joe about it.
Snorting instant coffee? Is that legit? I think that's watered down shit, right?
Hold on.
All right.
I talked to a guy on the inside, my buddy Joe, and he showed me on the package, it's just like micro ground. It's just super fucking ground.
Really?
More ground ingredients on the package.
I've had green tea
that way. More ground?
Yes.
I guess.
Really?
I've had green tea that is that same way. They're like, no, this isn't freeze-dried green tea that you're reconstituting. It is super finely ground tea leaves that you're just going to drink the whole leaf, too.
Right.
As opposed to normal. All right.
So that's what it claimed to be. I did a little bit of decaf. And it was like a...
What the fuck?
Well, that was all he had, and I wanted... Because I was trying to figure out what to do in California.
I don't know if you can be on this show anymore.
Weird to bring...
I'm bringing a fucking packet like that, dude.
Are you?
Yeah. Just not a Ziploc bag.
We'll go through the security line.
But the package that it came in, the fucking...
Right.
Bring that.
Oh, yeah, that would be fine, I'm sure.
Are you going to snort it on the plane?
No, God, no.
You have to, though, right?
No.
You can't
go to the bathroom and take a bump.
Anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But
no gorilla masks. You can't.
I think that snorting coffee off of
gorilla masks were so fun too.
I know. I was
tray table.
Oh, that'd be sweet. No. I don't.
No way.
It's going to get you.
Like, what are you doing?
There's
no
doubt about
that. Yeah, that's true.
But your defense is, I'm snorting coffee.
It's true. That's a good point.
What else?
What the fuck? Yeah,
you?
I'm snorting
outside
coffee.
Of the 2 hours of your day that you're going to lose explaining that.
That's probably
potentially
true.
Missing your connecting flight.
Yeah,
so you have to do it on the second one.
Okay,
but you got to connect.
Make sure you get to your destination. Yeah.
But yes, because it's in midair. So, you can lose 2 hours midair, right?
You might want to do it.
You're still going to talk to people on the ground, though.
Oh,
nah,
really?
Maybe not.
Oh yeah,
maybe not. For
yeah,
I think you clear it up with I'm snorting coffee.
Nope.
And what are they
going to
do? They're like,
quickly.
No, when we land, you know, is the Sky Marshal going to put you in cuffs and be like, we're testing that shit. You're snorting the worst coke ever.
Yeah, you're riding next
like,
to the Sky Marshal.
This is so low grade.
For the rest of the plane ride.
Bad idea. Maybe in the bathroom you take a hit, but.
Well, that certainly. Oh, man, I think putting the
I think I can go a plane ride without snorting coffee, really. Like, I think I could go a plane ride without snorting coffee.
You just do a bunch right before you leave.
That's not the point.
So you're nice and calm for the security line.
Forcing the Sky Marshal into giving up his anonymity, I think
that'd be sweet.
Good humorous fun while in air.
That's probably
like,
true.
Don't do anything that's illegal. Certainly, I don't warrant that.
Yeah.
But just putting him in a situation where he's like, fuck, I'm going to have to...
He's on the clock. He's going to have to be working.
And take a picture of him real quick. Who's your SkyMarshal.com? Is that one taken?
Jeez. Yes.
We don't really need to know.
Yeah.
No, we don't need to know.
Taking that
sweet.
One.
Okay, it is.
Yes. It's actually, Who's Your SkyMarshal/Al-Qaeda.com is actually, I think, the one they use.
So, but it was like super, and I did it out of the packet. And when you do it, out
it is
of the,
its little tubey thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. It's nice. How big? Fucking.
It's like a
tubey size.
The new sugar packet. Have you seen the long, like Olive Garden style sugar packets?
Yeah. Okay,
similar to that.
Okay, all
right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, the drink mix things.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to start
smoking
those.
The issue is when you snort coffee. Out of a bag.
It's like
been my
this?
Experience. Exactly.
Okay.
Even if, like, you put a straw in your nose and you stick it down there, you don't really know how much you're going to pull.
No, that's crazy.
It's almost, there's crazy. There's a Russian roulette aspect to it, which I enjoy.
I'd stop doing it that way,
dude. Not enjoy with Via. It was.
Really?
Yeah, it was a punch to my nose. Mm. It got me in the nose.
I thought it would be mild.
I think it would have been if I didn't take half the packet. It was because it was micro.
Just a quantity.
Round.
Really partying. Okay.
It's flying through me.
Huh.
I mean, I felt more awake from the decaf Via that I snorted than any time we've gone on a bender here. Mm.
You're going to have to start cutting it. Like, seriously.
With Nestle Quick.
Nice. Mm. Yum.
Yeah, man.
A mocha. Tasty.
Mixed lines.
Yeah, but that kind of comes back to flavored coffees.
Well,
that one might be all right, though.
Maybe okay.
Hazelnut's pretty strong fucking...
French vanilla?
That one's pretty strong, too. I think all those are, like, crazy. Like, you'll smell them for fucking ever.
Yeah.
What if you, like, had, like a nice, like, hard, dark chocolate? And you cut it up with a razor blade real nice.
Nice.
Dark chocolate's yummy, dude.
Chunks to sort of even out the micro grind of the...
Kind of takes away from the convenience factor of the Via.
Well,
packets.
Yeah, I mean, it's
for a special evening, I'd say.
Yeah. Flavored coffee. That's a high-end way to con it. That's what connoisseurs do.
I'm trying to please the ladies.
Flavored coffee, just too strong in general. Whenever I make a pot of flavored coffee,
yeah,
it's
just like I want to taste 10% of that.
Yeah.
I go a third. I do.
All right.
I do four scoops of regular coffee, two scoops of flavored coffee.
Huh. How much is a scoop?
Heaping tablespoon. Heaping kitchen tablespoon.
That's so little coffee. I use a third of a cup, like a time and a half, for my one cup of coffee.
What?
Yeah, man.
The stuff I brew...
Wow, that's way too much coffee.
I do, like, I put as much in the grinder as I can.
Nice.
And, like, it's intense. Nice. It's overflowing as it, like, spills in. So it's probably two of those third cups.
Really?
I would say, yeah. If I'm picturing the right cup size.
Cup B. size. Yeah.
32
two
B's.
Yeah.
Damn.
At least.
That's a lot of coffee.
I love it. Snort coffee.
You guys want to say bye?
Wow.
Wow. Nope. We want to say wow. God, I am sorry, new listeners. It's not always that.
Chinking it up. Thanks for listening, folks.
It's always that way.
This is...
98% of the time mean it, but... Hate ourselves for it.
Yeah. Take some solace in that.
Snort coffee?
Snort coffee.
Go to the website, even though I don't know what the fuck's going to happen with that.
What do you mean?
I keep
it's
going.
It's hardcore. It's still the same. Yeah. It's got a new picture up, but it's...
Wait, how much...
To make a good
time
fucking...
Do we have until this launches?
2 months, maybe.
From this point in time, which is...
From, yes.
4 months from when this
the
will
show
be released.
Is released, yeah.
Okay.
4 months long.
Maybe,
now.
yeah. That's
I don't know,
right.
Dude. I think here's what
we are probably 4 months from right now to.
What do we need for the website? Shit. Image bank, link to the forums.
The forums, basically, just good integration with forums would be lovely, or good integration with comment system would be lovely, and they're both pretty difficult.
Damn. Yeah, the only thinking that I've done on the website end is all look. It's all the
yeah. I can do a very similar. I can do a very similar to what egghead.com's got, where you got just a page that has all the shit, and then there's a button for the forums, but you can't really comment on shit right there at a show link or whatever and stuff like that.
Yeah, you'd think that would.
It's a different system, basically.
What?
It's a different system that I don't know how to work.
A portion of the forums into your
correct. Yeah.
Right.
Like the easiest embeddable forums or comment system is still really. Complicated and I don't really understand it. But I don't know. What the fuck's
Well, that'd be awesome to have like half the page just rolling shows with show notes or something and the other half like the forums, but not even maybe half, but you know what I mean? But but then you might as well be Facebook, right? Because that's pretty much what we're talking about, wanting to have. Other than the social networking aspect.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Kelly and I declared social networking is over.
That's probably true.
So, but then we kind of recanted pretty big on that.
I would imagine.
Well, there for like 5 minutes while we were talking about it. It was dead, but we brought it back to life real
you
quick.
Mean Facebook went down?
everything, man. Over
Facebook and Twitter. So Time Warner shut off your internet.
But we MySpaced them. You know, we set
just
up,
Facebook
And Twitter.
All right.
Which hadn't obviously reached Facebook
yet.
Yeah. Right. No. Ever. Right. Because those are both on the lull already. So
I'm not sure.
I tend to agree, actually. I think
everything goes the way of MySpace, right?
Yes.
I like to pick on you, MySpace, yes. Because you were so big.
Yes. Eventually, I just don't think Twitter's at that point. I think Facebook is on the downslide.
I think they're both very close to that point because something better will come out real soon.
Yeah, that's true. That peak only happens when a new product enters the marketplace, and then the customers can start to go to that. And that's when the downfall starts.
Well, we considered that, and there isn't anything that I'm aware of, right?
No, but people, I think, are learning right now a lot and figuring out better shit.
How they're going to do it better.
Yeah.
Because Facebook
working on shit
can be better, right?
I certainly hope so. Kind of sucks. It's weird.
Oh,
we just, I don't...
Weird. Oh, shit. Did you hear about the new one?
Bye-bye. It's Snort Coffee. Thanks for listening. Sorry. Hear about the new what?
Like, you know how I'm pretty much pro Big Brother, or not, maybe not pro, just accepting of its existence, and like, it is the future.
Just accept it, man.
That's
the way I went.
It's to accept the world, new world order. Like, cool. Can I join? Well, yeah.
That is the way of being an asshole.
So I rarely get freaked out by stuff, except for, you can take a picture of somebody and search them.
Google goggles.
Is that what it is?
It will be.
Okay.
Yeah,
use my camera phone to take a picture, and then it just goes to your online profile.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people working on that.
Okay. Well, I knew Google.
Like, it's pretty serious. I think they're...
I guess I shouldn't be freaked out because face recognition software has existed for a while.
Yeah.
It was just used only by authority figures.
I think it's right now down to the battle of can we do
legal?
This? Yeah, can we do this?
Can we seriously get away with this?
Because I think they can totally do it now. But
right. That is. Yeah, the technology exists. But
like Google, the people at Google that are doing Google goggles can totally do that right now.
Right. And so, if they're going to ask me.
I can take a picture of you on the street and figure out who you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem as dangerous to me as I took a walk with the wife today and realized
pretty dangerous.
I brought my fucking phone with me. Like, if I were being looked at, like, they know exactly within 10 feet of where you are if they wanted to.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
And I just accept
it. So much easier than implanting chips in people's brains.
Yeah. That's,
Fuck, we'll just charge them $300 for it.
Then $75 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This will work
way easier than implanting chips. Fuck. All right,
cool. We're going to resist those chips. They're lining up for the phones.
Wow.
Oh, Halliburton beat us to that one. You fuckers. I would say so.
Oh, we're late to that call. We were relatively early to that party, but we were definitely behind Halliburton.
Yeah.
Which is just our word for it.
Fuck.